You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hello, hello. Mari Fagle here. I decided I couldn't get enough of my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that I had to come out and visit Beverly Hills. So I am here this week live in studio, and Jackie Moran, my co-host, will actually be flying out at 5 a.m. tomorrow to join us in Los Angeles. Jackie, how are you?
I am packed and ready to hit L.A., and I'm so excited to talk about this episode. I am quickly becoming obsessed with this season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Which I knew you would. Just for our viewers and for our listeners, Jackie corralled me into doing Real Housewives in New York because she was such a New York fan. So by the time Beverly Hills rolled around, I said, you got to do Beverly Hills with me. And now, what did you tell me before we started, Jackie, that you are now liking Beverly Hills more than New York? Is that what I heard?
You heard me. I don't mean to diss my hometown, but I think when we talked about this, that they were possibly looking for new New York gals with even more money. I think because these Beverly Hills gals, they are money, and they are just so fun to watch. So I'm loving it.
And now before we get into the show, which I can't wait to discuss all the craziness, I wanted to announce that we are going to be live at the Emmy Gift Suites this upcoming Thursday and Friday. That's why Jackie's flying in town. She will get to meet the entire AfterBuzz family in person because Jackie and I have gone to lunch in New York and we know each other. But now she'll be out in L.A. We'll be doing two straight days of live broadcasts at the Emmy Gift Suites leading up to the Emmys this Sunday. And besides that, we are also doing our America's Next Top Model premiere on Thursday night, and that is going to be Jackie and I together again. So for America's Next Top Model fans, you got to watch. And Jackie has some scoop for us of what's coming up for our AfterBuzz season. Jackie, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, I've already secured throughout the season, not maybe on the premiere. I have secured one former contestant for the premiere to either call in or be live in the studio. And then I have a former winner and then another third runner-up already signed on to this season of America's Next Top Model. So we are basically going to have a former contestant every week, I hope.
So if that doesn't convince our ANTM fans to watch, then I don't know what would. But before we go into all the craziness and the drama of the second episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I want to turn it over to Jesse Janity for an announcement.
Yes, ladies, a little special announcement from the AfterBuzz TV crew here. The creators, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, have also been busy not only creating after-show content, but creating a movie called Serial Buddies. This has been 3 years in the making, and finally, the baby has been built. They will be premiering the movie in Boston next Tuesday. This is huge news. So if you guys want to check out the movie, get your tickets quick because all the Greeks are already heading out there right now. They've heard this and they are rushing. You'll see stars from the movie. This movie has so many actors in it. I mean, like Christopher Lloyd, Henry Winkler. Winkler is
Kathy Lee Gifford.
There's so many people in this. All you got to do is check out bostonfilmfest.org. Bostonfilmfest.org. It'll show you all the different show times and where you can buy tickets. So make sure you definitely check that out. And again, that's next Tuesday, so hurry up.
So Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans, if you live in Boston, check out bostonfilmfest.org. Get your tickets for the premiere of Serial Buddies on Tuesday. Thank you for that, Jesse. And I've already seen the movie. I think it's incredible. It's hysterical. So funny. So if you're in the Boston area, you should definitely check it out. But Jackie, before I break down this episode, overall, what were your thoughts?
You know, I had said last week with the premiere that there was sort of a cloud over that premiere with the tragedy and everything going on with Taylor. I feel like immediately already that cloud has been lifted. Now, even though the situation with Taylor progresses and gets even deeper with this episode, for some reason I just got soaked up into the drama. Maybe it was the trip, change of scenery, but I just loved it. I loved all of these women, from the skiing to the way they interact with each other. I mean, it's just, I'm quickly becoming so obsessed with these women.
And we'll have to do a fashion segment, because the ski fashion this episode was fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Lisa, and I love how she actually called herself out. She's like, I put this on to get noticed and I didn't get any compliments. Like, what's going on here?
I know.
Well, what's going on here?
I love Lisa. She's my favorite. So we'll get into it. My overall thoughts, Taylor, her storyline keeps getting sadder and sadder. And it's not hard to watch because I'm watching, but it's hard to watch. It's like a woman breaking down in front of us. So that was one, you know, overall theme I kind of took away from it. And the other is, I'm glad, we'll talk about this in the predictions and in the episode, Kim is drunk. Kim is an alcoholic. I wasn't so sure last season. I didn't know. At first I was like, oh, they're saying she's an alcoholic. I hadn't really picked up on it. I thought she was maybe just a little bit kooky, crazy, just kind of, you know, her own character. This episode was very clear cut, and it looks like next episode will even be even more clear cut in that. But we'll talk about that. But I think that Kim was definitely drunk when they were leaving for the ski trip. But let's rewind a little bit. Let's go to, at the top of the episode, Kyle moves into her new home. As I discussed last week, my sister actually toured Kyle's old home, said she was so nice, the whole family, everything. She ended up not buying that home, but Kyle seems to have found her perfect home. And we saw the return of the morally corrupt Faye Resnick, is what Camille Grammer termed her last season. I like Faye Resnick. Kyle and Faye were talking about how their friendship is so true and that in Beverly Hills that's very rare. I like them together. I thought for sure that Faye was going to be another housewife this season. I thought for sure when they were bringing on new housewives, she would be the first one on the list. She's not. I don't know if that was because of her doing or Bravo's doing, but at least she will be featured in it because I like her and she brings some drama. So what did you think of them moving in and her and Faye?
You know what I have to say? I really like Kyle. I really think that of all of the housewives, she has this genuine, genuine tone to her. And it can hurt her or it can help her, but as far as with the women. But as far as me watching her, I like that about her. And I really thought that she came off very likable in this scene, because you get to the level of like a Lisa or an Adrian where they are just, I believe you said Adrian's the wealthiest of them all. And, you know, they're not as relatable, though interesting to watch. I feel like Kyle sort of bridges that real relatable aspect with this sort of fantasy that we all dream about. But you don't hate her for it. She says, it's my dream. I know I'm so fortunate. You know, there's a real side to her that makes me really like her.
Yeah, and actually, Kyle, I don't know where this new home is, but last season she wasn't even a real housewife of Beverly Hills. She did not live in Beverly Hills. And most of the women do not. Last season, Camille was mostly shot at her home in Malibu. Kim lived in Westlake. And Taylor, I believe, lived in Beverly Hills. And then the other two women, Adrian and Lisa, live in Beverly Park, I believe. So it's kind of a false moniker, but whatever. So I loved the home. I thought it was beautiful. And I love, love, love Mauricio. He is my favorite house husband. I love Mauricio. He is a Mexican Jew, as is my best friend. My best friend is a Mexican Jew, and her family is, and they actually know Mauricio, so that's why I'm plotting to get Mauricio on our show. And Mauricio went to the same elementary school as me, so I have total love for Mauricio. He is incredible, and Portia is adorable. I love Portia. I love Kyle, and I love her family.
Yeah, I really think it was a great opening scene. You can tell they all have great relationships, and they're just a likable, you're right, they're a likable family.
And so before the ladies all head to the airport for the ski trip, we got a little bit of ski trip preps from Lisa and Adrian's house right next door to each other. First, we had Lisa with Jiggy and her housekeeper, and I love it. Her housekeeper was like, "Mr. Ken, is Mr. Ken coming?" And I don't do very good accents, but it was just, I love...
That was pretty good.
I love Lisa. I think she's hysterical. Like, she, like, kisses Jiggy on the mouth, and she's just so funny. And then I love Adrian, because Adrian has 3 suitcases that she's bringing for 2 days, one with just her shoes, and then her and Paul are just like bickering back and forth, and I thought, these poor dogs, because they're even getting the dog caught in it, because then the dog, Adrian calls for the dog, and then Paul calls for the dog, and then Adrian calls for the dog, and it's like, Jesus, the bickering between those two, yet it's still on that funny level. I hope it doesn't enter into that, okay, there's something wrong with this marriage level. It's still on a funny level, I think.
Well, when I saw that storyline, that's exactly what I was thinking. We say there's sort of those 4 storylines. I think their bickering is a lighthearted storyline, but it is forced, I think, to sort of just bring some interest to that typical married bickering couple. But you can tell there's nothing deep going on there, as opposed to someone like Taylor who has real problems. But just watching the two of them get ready in between Lisa's closet and Adrian's luggage, and just the way they couldn't even take a limo together because they had so much stuff, and, like, you know, Lisa almost hoovering Jiggy's face when she was kissing her dog, you know, it was just hysterical, and I love seeing that. You know, it's sort of that insight into the life of the rich and famous, that's why these shows, you know, what they build off of, and that's a perfect scene to display what they're going for, and it's just, it's a great inside look.
Yeah. I mean, their closets, they basically have, like, Christian Louboutins by the row displayed, and so it's interesting getting that glimpse into it, and I hope that my sister is not listening and won't listen to this episode, because I have an idea for her housewarming gift, from Adrienne Maloof. I took it from last week. In her closet, she has her wedding dress displayed, like stuffed and displayed on the wall in a display case. And I love that. I thought that's an incredible idea. And my sister's wedding dress is just sitting downstairs in a room at my house. And so I'm going to do that when she finds her home.
Oh, I love that. Tips from inside the closet on Beverly Hills.
Yes.
I love that.
So thank you, Adrienne, for that. But after the women are doing their preps, they all head in the limo together. And Lisa, I love her. She seems kind of uptight. She never wants to be late. She doesn't want to dilly-dally. And it's Lisa, Kim, and Kyle in one limo, and Adrian and Taylor in the other. And right off the bat, something seems off with Kim. And that's why I want your opinion on it. She's in the limo and she's like, I'm wired on coffee. And she's like talking a mile a minute, like so fast. And then the second they get on the airplane, she's like really quick to like flirt with the guys on the airplane. And then in the limo ride, she was talking everyone's ear off. Like, it was a funny editing sequence. I love when they do that. It's like her talking and talking and talking and talking, and all the women are just like, oh my God. That is not just wired on coffee. I have been wired on coffee, and I know what that looks like, and that was not just that. That's my personal opinion. I wrote in my notes, is she drunk? And I didn't want to say it, and I didn't want to think it, and it wasn't until we saw the previews for next week that that's going to be a storyline that I thought, okay, there's something more that what I noticed can't just be me. So what did you think of that, Jackie?
Actually, it's funny that you said that, you know, people wired on coffee and it can't just be that, because I was going to say, how clueless am I? You know, my whole family like acts like that, all wired on coffee. And so when people are doing more than just that, and it's drugs or alcohol, I'm like the stupid, naive one that's like, oh, it's just must be coffee, you know? So I did write down that she's a wild card. That's actually what I put when I watched this scene. But when you look ahead at the predictions, which we'll talk about later, maybe it is more than coffee. You know, some people do have that jittery energy, and I'm so naive that I would believe that it could just be that. But I guess we will definitely see. I mean, as the trip went on and then she got sick, but then she recovered, almost like it could have been a hangover.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely signs pointing to something more than just coffee. And can I just say, on another note, with Lisa being uptight with that trip, how can you not say she's like the Countess? Because with her being like, oh, I'm in kindergarten, blah, 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 like, that's just so Countess, isn't it?
Oh, I like, maybe. I didn't like seeing Lisa that uptight because normally she's not. She's so funny normally. So I'm hoping that she doesn't go down that Countess Luann route. But you know what Real Housewife of New York and Beverly Hills like mirror each other, I think, are Kim and Kelly, because it's Crazy Kelly, we like to call her, you know, this past season, and it's Crazy Kim. When you said wild card, what did we always describe Kelly as but a wild card? It's like, yeah. Is she just crazy? Is she on drugs? Is she drunk? You know, like, what's going on? And that's what Kim reminds me of Crazy Kelly. But, you know, I like Crazy Kelly because she's crazy. So I like Kim because she's a wild card.
Exactly. Wild cards are always fun to watch. So regardless of what's going on there, of course you have to feel sorry for her if the issues are deeper. But regardless, she's fun to watch.
Yeah. But obviously during that 4-hour car ride, she wasn't talking the entire way through because there was an awkward conversation between Lisa, Kyle, and Taylor regarding what had happened on last week's episode. And I like Kyle. I do like Kyle because she's genuine. But sometimes I think, is she a bully or does she like to stir up drama? Because she always seems so genuine and she doesn't want to be a part of the drama. But she was the one in the limo who brought it up. They're all just sitting there. Clearly Lisa and Taylor, like, they have issues. You shouldn't bring it to the surface. Yet she says, so, was Ken mad at me the other night? And that just, like, opened the floodgates. Why did you have to ask that? Obviously, that's going to start something. So then Lisa said, you know, yes, he didn't like that you used the word offended. And then Taylor jumped in because, you know, she's I found my voice Taylor Armstrong now, which I appreciate, and I think that's great. And she said, you know, no one asked his opinion, that no one asked his opinion. But then Lisa came back with what she said last week, which I think is the most diplomatic thing to say. That's his opinion. He's entitled to it. And then finally, as the women still tried to kind of like get Lisa to apologize on behalf of her husband, I don't know exactly what they wanted from her. She finally said, you know what? Take this up with my husband and not with me. And I think that's the most diplomatic way to handle it, because as we've seen on New York with Alex and Simon, Alex is always defending Simon, and she doesn't say take it up with my husband. She just defends him straight out. Lisa started to, and then she said, you know what? Take it up with my husband. And she ended it. She said, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Take it up with my husband. I thought that that was the best way to deal with that situation.
I agree. You know, the thing is Kyle did start the drama there, almost, I want to say, at a producer's request. You know, I don't like to call things out unless I know for sure, but just my inkling would be that that was produced to sort of start up the drama in the car ride. You know, I wonder how that 4-hour car ride even came about. So that all was a little suspicious on the production end for me. But I would like to know why Kyle started that if it weren't for that. That was kind of my pass that I gave her there. That's what I thought and made of it. But you're right. Lisa ended the situation perfectly. She handled it with class without being, you know, condescending. As I compare her to the Countess, she's not like her in that respect, where she didn't condescend anybody. She just kept it clean, cut right to it, and said, take it up with him. And that was a perfect response.
Yeah. Now, let's get to Camille, who you and I are at different odds right ends right now. You really like her. I still don't trust her from last season. I do feel bad for her. She's living in this beautiful, beautiful Beaver Creek home that she has to get ready to sell. So she decides to have this, you know, last minute trip, at least while she can still enjoy the home. I'm still trying to figure her out because I liked that she was taking digs at Kelsey any chance she got. You know, when they were talking about back waxing, she was saying she would have to, like, shave and wax her husband's back. He was so hairy. And then they're talking about kissing and how important kissing is at the dinner table. And she says, ugh, my ex was a terrible kisser. And so she kind of gave digs at him everywhere. And you know what? Everywhere she could. And I respect her for it. For what he did to her, you do that right back. You know, I mean, her kids could be watching. They're young at this age. But you know what? He did a terrible thing to her. And I wrote down in my notes, she seems to be different. She seems to be happier. And she seems to be less bitchy. And even Kyle said that. She said she seems like a different person. I'm still not so sure because sometimes she gets this evil look on her face. I don't know if you saw in her confessional, in her little interview, there she is right now. She was saying how one set of girls would have to sleep together, and she kind of like made reference to that's going to be drama, and she kind of like purses her lips, and I don't know. I'm still not sold. I think that she was very upset with the way she was portrayed last season, and she's trying to present a better image of herself this season. I don't quite buy it yet. So that's why I want to hear your opinion, Jackie, because you probably disagree with me.
Well, that's the thing. I take all of these, as you know, Mari, with these housewives, each season, each show in the season is up and down and up and down. That's why I take it for face value. At the moment, I like Camille. I just do. She comes off as likable. I mean, you can't feel too bad for her when she's only going to be down to a couple of homes. I mean, some people are happy if they have a home, and she's going to be down to just a couple of homes. You know, oh, poor Camille. But you're right. When you're up in this high upper echelon of multiple homes all over the place, that home is like a dream home. It's hard, you know. She's definitely going through a transition, but she does. She comes off as likable, and I was so entertained by those inside digs at Kelsey. If you're Kelsey, you have to be like, you know, oh man, you know, I had to marry the woman who's on Real Housewives now talking about me. And so then I took a step back and thought, well, maybe she shouldn't be saying all this. But I love getting that inside look at what she thinks of him in those little comments. So as a viewer, I loved it. I soaked it up.
Well, Kelsey, actually, he put himself in this position because there were a lot of rumors that in the first season, Camille actually didn't want to do Real Housewives, and he pushed her to do it. And a lot of people think he pushed her to do it so she would be off busy filming this reality show in California while he was having an affair behind the scenes in New York. I don't know how much merit that has to it, but that's what's been said. And so if he's kicking himself for it now, he very well could have been the person that put himself in that position.
Well, I hope it went down that way, and now I hope he's eating his words or his actions, so to speak, because that would have been a really bad move that backfired big time, Kelsey.
Yeah. Well, besides trying to set up Camille and Kim with guys, the currently, or at the time of the filming, the only two single housewives, they got into a discussion about family at dinner, which I thought was interesting, only because Kim's confessional there was so interesting. She said, Kyle said she's in a good place, but I still think we're in transition. You know, Kyle's good with everything. I'm not there yet. It's taking me longer. She doesn't seem to be over their fight. And you kind of got that last episode as well, that Kyle was trying to move forward and reach out to Kim and move beyond it. And Kim just wasn't quite ready. She was still very upset, still very hurt. So it's interesting that the two sisters are kind of, you know, on different ends, and one's not ready, whereas the other is. But when they do interact, you know, when they were in the closet together talking about sequins or, like, sharing the room together, they seemed, like, perfectly happy to me, like normal sisters, like a sisterly banter that you can only get with your sister. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm with Kyle where it looks like everybody's over it. But then there's Kim, who I said last week, Kim is a mess. She's a wild card. She's a mess. And here she is acting fine, but then in her confessional, she's like, I'm not over it. And I'm just wondering what's going on with her. She's definitely a mess, but at the same time, I don't know why she's not over it when she acts like she is when she's around Kyle.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get into, before we get into the emotional scene between Kim and Taylor in the jacuzzi, into all the ladies skiing. As you mentioned, Kim said she was sick that morning and could barely get out of bed and only wanted to drink water, but then miraculously she felt fine. That seems a lot more like a hangover to me than a flu, like you said. I guess we'll never know, though. But, you know, I thought it was cute that all the ladies were in their PJs and they were trying to set Kim up with the ski concierge guy. Though, I don't know, she seems to handle it well. If it were me, I would be really annoyed with people constantly trying to set me up left and right. I don't know. And putting me on the spot like that. But she seems to not mind.
I don't even think she knows what's going on, to be honest. I think she just sees a guy in front of her and goes with it and smacks their butt if they're on the plane or lands in his lap if it's the ski concierge. So she seems like the sort of the best person to play around with when it comes to that, as we saw Camille is not ready to let go or to go forward with somebody new. But Kim, I think, is anything goes.
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought it was funny, the ski scene. You mentioned Lisa and her hat. What did you think of all their fashions? I thought Lisa looked great. The faux fur outfit, I thought she looked great because some of the other ladies were making fun of it. I thought she looked the best.
She did. She just looked like that luxury snow bunny, you know, what you would picture a Beverly Hills housewife to look like on the slopes. I don't know how conducive it was to skiing, but you know, we saw that she didn't do too good anyway, so it might as well look good. But she definitely has that luxe fashion, and as does Adrian, and I just soak it up because I dream of it. And, you know, I love it. And she should have gotten a few compliments. I would have said the same thing if I were her.
I know.
And then there's, yeah, and then there's Kim, who I have to say is her outfits reflect her. I mean, I feel like she's just, compared to these other women, she's like looked like Elvis last week in her Elvis suit, and she looked like a cowgirl this week. I mean, I feel like she's just like all over the place. So if I'm gonna give a worst fashion award to anybody, I might have to give it to Crazy Kim, as we're gonna coin her now, but Wild Card Kim. But Lisa, I loved her fashion.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny, just like the scenes cutting back and forth between Kim, Lisa, and Adrian, who were on like the bunny slope and couldn't handle the skiing as well, and Camille, Kyle, and Taylor, who were like whoosh, 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 like doing so well. I identified with Kim, Lisa, and Adrian. I went skiing for the first time since I was like 5 on my college ski trip, and I was terrified and like could barely move on the little bunny slope. Is that what they call it? The bunny hills? Yeah. Like the little,
yes,
the little tiny hill. And I liked when Adrian was like, how do you stop this? That was just like me. So I could totally identify with that.
Yeah, I think knee injury, I don't know about that. I think that was her excuse to get out of skiing the slopes. But then she went for it anyway, so you have to give her credit.
Yeah. Well, before we get into a little bit of news and gossip, let's talk about Kyle and Taylor's jacuzzi scene. You know, I like Kyle because she tells it like it is. You know, Taylor just seemed like she was breaking. She was saying, I didn't get married till I was 34 years old, so I was alone for a lot of my life. I've only been married for 6 years. I don't want to be alone again, but that's never a good excuse. No one should rather be with someone and be unhappy than to be alone. And that's, I think, what Kyle was trying to get across. And she was saying, you know, it might take a year to get rid of this anger, and, you know, she's not sure she can let go of the resentment, and she was crying, and, you know, she was hinting at what is she so angry about, what is she so resentful about, and I don't know, is it the abuse allegations, because we know that that came out later, you know, when she filed for divorce, that he had physically abused her, and I'm thinking that's what he she's getting at here, because she's hinting at something more that she's upset about and that's angering her. And I personally think that's it. But, you know, I applaud Kyle here. She was a good friend. She said, why? Why do you want it to work out so badly? You know, I wouldn't fight for something that's not worth fighting for. And, you know, Taylor's only answer was that she was scared to be alone. And I don't think that's right. And, you know, it's really sad. Kyle said it, and I think it. She's too thin. She's so unhappy, and she's breaking right in front of us. So that was, to me, a very sad scene. And it looks like that's not the end of her emotional breakdown this season.
Yeah, unfortunately, this was, for me as well, a very heavy scene, because you know that this is genuine, because we know what it led to. And, or not what it led to, but we know what happened at the end of this little tragedy here. And so you know it's genuine. You know Kyle's right. She's thin. She looks like a mess. When she talks about it, she goes somewhere so deep with her trauma that she just seems so troubled. You can't hide it on TV, whether you're genuine or not. And she can't hide how troubled she is. And it's very fishy. I mean, Kyle said it, like, what is the deeper issue here? You definitely sense it. And I just put in big capital letters, heavy, because it was so heavy to watch, because you know that it's true, and you can see from the previews for next week that it gets even worse. So it's very concerning, and, you know, I wish this weren't happening, but it's definitely fascinating to sort of want to know more.
Yeah. Well, let's go to a quick commercial break before we get into that preview and some news and gossip.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
So let's go to some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So first, Kyle was in People Magazine this week, or People Online, stating that Taylor needs her support now more than ever. She was just talking about Taylor post this, that she's going to be here for her, here for Kennedy, that, you know, no one can understand when a tragedy like this happens, but that the only thing you can do is move forward, and for her to be there for her as a friend. And, you know, I think Kyle is the one that Taylor is closest to, so, you know, she has kind of the most insight into what's going on with Taylor right now, and that was interesting to read. Jackie, what do you think about that?
Definitely seems like the point person here. So far, you really only see a major relationship with the two of them as far as Taylor goes. You really don't see her connecting with anybody else. So if anybody could speak on her behalf, it would be Kyle. And as I said, we know Kyle seems like a genuine person, and I think she probably is really there for Taylor right now. And she said it best, that, you know, you have to just sort of move on and move forward kind of thing.
Yeah. And also, Jackie, I don't know if you saw this last night, but the Miss Universe pageant was on last night, and Miss Angola won. So I want to get your opinion on that pageant. But the reason I want your opinion is because our own Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Adrienne Maloof, was one of the judges. So it was fun seeing her her helping to judge that pageant last night. I liked seeing her there.
Yes, you know, I actually just caught a replay on E! They just replayed it, and I saw them introduce Adrienne in her... I feel like she loves that deep blue color, like that electric blue. She looked great. She they said she has a shoe line, which is not shocking since we saw her Louis Vuitton collection and that she loves shoes. So we can see why they're playing up the shoes in her closet.
Yeah.
But she, it was great. And oh my gosh, the winner was gorgeous. Just gorgeous. I think she looked like Ciara, actually, in my opinion. But great pageant. I love watching the pageants. And Adrian was great on it.
Yeah. And it's interesting that Adrian is launching this shoe line. It seems like every season or every cast of Real Housewives seems to launch something once they get that popular. You know, Gretchen Rossi has her makeup line. You know, Luann has her singing career. So it was only a matter of time before one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills kind of cashed in on that. So we'll probably see more than that. Adrian does the shoes. I don't know what's next for them. Maybe Lisa, she already has her restaurant in Beverly Hills and she, you know, is in the restaurant hotel industry. But I wouldn't be surprised if she kind of expanded that and expanded her own name and brand. But that's it for my news and gossip this week. So before we get into predictions, I was actually during the commercial break, I was tweeting at some of our fans that that follow us on Twitter. I want them to call in. So just a little reminder, 424-256-1729. Call in. We'd love to have you, you know, call in, give us your opinions, your thoughts on the show and what's going on. So that's what I was doing during the break, was tweeting our fans. Just a little reminder there. But let's get into some predictions for next week.
Wait, you didn't even announce.
What?
That you guys were the top podcast.
Oh my God, did I totally forget that?
Week.
Oh my God, thank you for... I had so many announcements off the top that I forgot. Okay, to our fans, although you haven't called in and I want you to, thank you very much because you made us the number one AfterBuzz TV podcast of the week on iTunes last week. So thank you very much. Round of applause for our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans. And thank you, Jesse, for reminding me. So my goal... We already were the top podcast in our first week. Let's do it for the rest of the season, shall we? Hopefully. So fans,
absolutely,
get on that. We're on iTunes. We're obviously streaming live on Ustream right now, but I'll tweet out our iTunes link once we're done with the show. But thank you for that reminder, Jesse. Shall we get into some predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so what seemed to be the two major themes that I picked up on this week are continuing next week, which is Taylor's emotional breakdown and Kim's possible alcoholism. Taylor had... Who was it that I said... Oh, my God. It's on Teen Mom. Every single episode of Teen Mom this season, Amber Portwood has cried. Literally every single episode. Every single episode. I know we've only done two so far, and we're getting into the third... Taylor has cried, and I hope to not see that the entire rest of the season, that she is crying every single episode. But it's like, even her castmates say next week that she has an emotional nervous breakdown. She seems to be in the closet, like, hysterically crying. She's so thin. It's sad, and it's getting hard to watch because she's so fragile emotionally, physically, mentally, everything. So what do you think we're going to see there next week, Jackie?
Yeah, I mean, see, the thing is with Taylor, knowing, like, how deep everything goes, and, you know, you can only say it so many times, so I'm just, as a viewer, looking at that preview, not considering the outside factors that we know.
Yeah.
That's a moment where she's, like, seems way dramatic. Like, she, like, does, like, something with her lips on the floor and wherever she collapsed, and almost just looked like a little child. I'm pretty sure it's genuine, but it's just, like, a little too much for me. Like, she's sort of taking over that crazy role right there. And, you know, I know she's going through a lot, but it seems a little almost too dramatic for me. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how it all plays out. And you're right. I hope it's a little less drama with Taylor going forward, at least as far as the tears go.
Yeah. And the other thing, which I'm glad they're going to address this because I was picking up on it this episode, so I'm glad they're actually addressing it, is Kim's alcoholism. Adrian and Paul call her when they're, like, in their limo. And her conversation goes from like one end to another, and she's like starts talking about something weird, and then she starts going into something about airplanes. Am I right? Like, it was like so off the wall. I can't wait to see it. It was so weird. And then they were like, is she drunk? And Paul was like, she has to be drunk. So at least they're addressing it. She has to be drunk. No one like talks. There's a difference between being like your crazy aunt, you know, and being
right.
and being an alcoholic. And, you know, they tried to pin this on Ramona Singer from New York all last season, if you remember, that she was an alcoholic. I don't think she's an alcoholic. She's just kind of crazy and kooky. I think Kim is an alcoholic. And I know you said like you're naive and you know, I like to believe the best in people, and I hope she's not, because she has, you know, five kids. But I don't know. It's hard to believe she's not when you're talking that crazily, you know?
You know, I'm so glad you said that, Mari, about the comparison to Ramona, because here's where someone might actually be an alcoholic. The Ramona pinning of the alcohol thing, come on. She had wine she had that she wanted to promote. This is something where Kim is seriously off the wall, and they think it's alcohol. I mean, I don't know if anybody knows. It could be a multitude of things, but she's definitely off the wall, judging from that conversation. So I can't wait to hear more.
Yeah. Well, Jackie, thank you again for joining me. And unfortunately, you couldn't join me live in studio. I had to be on video myself, but you are flying out here tomorrow. Everyone, catch us at the Emmys Thursday and Friday. We'll be streaming live on Ustream, and catch us same time, same place next week for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Tuesdays at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.